Welcome, and thank you everyone for joining us for this concise and informative discussion by Dr. Michael Walt. Dr. Walt, you have many degrees and certifications in the areas of nutrition and health, including two board certifications in nutrition. You are a doctor of chiropractic with a master's in nutrition, and you are a certified nutritional specialist. You have published successful books on natural health, and right now we will be discussing heart disease. Okay, here's a question. Recently, my doctor told me that my cholesterol levels are high. Mm-hmm. I have never had high cholesterol, and I only eat meat once a week. I exercise by jogging and lifting weights. I even do yoga twice a week. My doctor wants me to go on Lipitor, but I've read about some serious problems that this drug can cause. What do you think is causing my high cholesterol?
Okay. Well, first of all, another really important question, because cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer of both men and women, and oftentimes that's associated with elevated cholesterol levels. And we talk about cholesterol, you know, we think about testing on a test, a blood test, and it'll give you what's called the total cholesterol, which means it includes other types of cholesterols within the total. So the physician needs to know how to read these tests. So first of all, cholesterol is almost always tested along with HDL, which is you can remember the H is the happy cholesterol, so that's the good one. Mm-hmm. And then the LDL is the low one, and that's the bad one, actually. It's extremely cardiovascular disease promoting. And then there's triglycerides, which are more related to blood sugar issues, which then cause the triglycerides to increase, and not dietary fat, like saturated fat. Mm-hmm. So, with this particular individual, he's wanting to know what can he do for his high cholesterol. Now, he's done a couple of things, at least seemingly right, although not apparently very effective. One is he's exercising. But the first thing I would say here is that whatever exercise you're doing, we would want to look at that exercise to make sure you're doing it right. Because people just assume that they're exercising right for this particular need. So if the exercise, for example, is not, maybe it needs to be more heavily aerobic than what it is right now. Maybe it needs to be done more often. Maybe the individual's heart rate needs to be higher in order to have more of a cholesterol burning effect. And as far as Lipitor goes, you know, yes, there are potential issues with Lipitor, particularly how it affects the muscular systems in the body. Mm-hmm. And we know that if a person is taking Lipitor and they start to get muscle weakness, let's say, and sometimes they don't even know they have muscle weakness, you know, because it may be so subtle. That it has to be picked up during like a musculoskeletal or neurological exam. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about very serious changes in the muscle and in the cellular constituents of the muscle fibers and cells. And that can cause permanent changes in the muscles, including the heart. Mm-hmm. So most practitioners, if a patient complains of some muscular weakness or anything muscular, and they know they're on Lipitor, they will either immediately stop them and put them on something else, or they'll say, if they really know what they're doing, they'll say, okay, well, what do we know about intolerance to Lipitor in a person? We know that people who have these adverse intolerances, the ones I just described with the muscles, they may need more coenzyme Q10. Mm. So CoQ10, which is also called ubiquinol, mm, because it's ubiquitous, it's in every single cell, is usually deficient, meaning it's just not enough, or it's insufficient, meaning it's normal, but it needs to be higher, because when you take the Lipitor, it hyperutilizes that, or you're deficient or insufficient for the Lipitor to begin with, and that causes all these detrimental problems. So if you remove a Lipitor and you load a person up with the proper CoQ10, and different products may be more or less appropriate for a person, there's different forms of CoQ10, different dosing, should it be taken with certain fats in the diet, all of that needs to be taken into consideration, and then a person might be able to tolerate the Lipitor. Or if you use nutrition properly, a person might need Lipitor, but maybe a very small amount, because the nutrition is doing all the rest. So there are a number of different causes for high cholesterol. One common one is genetics, but it's not thought to be genetically related unless your cholesterol is at least a solid 300. I mean, it could be genetic if it's lower than that, But generally, when you see that number, you're thinking, and certainly most internists and cardiologists would immediately put a patient on Lipitor or another form of cholesterol lowering medication if they had, let's say, also some high blood pressure and or blood sugar. So that's a metabolic syndrome. That's a different combination of meds. So in this case, where the exercise and supplementation and he's not eating meat, you know, more than once a week, again, I would really need to carefully look at the diet and not assume that all the dietary components were done correctly. This individual may need zero red meat in their diet. Or, this is key and this is often missed, a person could have high cholesterol from a chronic inflammatory condition. So a chronic inflammatory condition could be cardiovascular disease, it could be diabetes, it could be any number of autoimmune diseases, the joint destruction. And as we've said throughout other videos, Sonny, these inflammatory mediators. So what they might do is, let's say, for example, that this piece of paper is an artery. And if you have an inflammatory condition, in the blood that's circulating through these arteries, you have these inflammatory mediators. And when they come in contact with the blood vessel, it hardens the blood vessel and creates more inflammation. And that pulls calcium out of your bones and sticks it here to make this hard, causing arterial or atherosclerosis. So the long and short of that is that there may be any number of conditions that are inflammatory in nature, which cause inflammation. Mm. Your liver sees the inflammation and says, how do I stop the inflammation? It makes cholesterol, because cholesterol is an anti-inflammatory.
Got it.
Cholesterol has benefits, but it's only when it is around too long and too high that it starts to create cholesterol on the membranes on the inside of this blood vessel, reducing the lumen or the size of it, and that is part of the what's called the pathogenesis, the destructive changes of vessels in the body from cholesterol. So to summarize, a person might have high cholesterol from genetics, which you can deal with genetics. So for example, if someone has genetically, let's say, big hips or puts weight around on the hip area, they just might need more exercise or more strenuous exercise or more regular exercise at a higher heart rate. Well, you can compensate for the genetic things that, you know, you don't work. So for example, with my weight training, I have to do a good deal of chest emphasis because genetically my chest responds slower. So you focus on that. So you figure out, is it genetic? Is it inflammatory? If it is inflammatory, what it commonly is, what are the other health problems? And many doctors do not even go there as far as all these different health problems, particularly, Sonny, if these autoimmune or inflammatory health problems are out of their specialty. It just doesn't get pointed to the cholesterol problem. So cholesterol can increase also for many reasons other than the diet, which I've actually already said. Autoimmune conditions and inflammatory conditions may have nothing initially to do with the diet, but they can promote cholesterol increases. So we want to go through careful health history. A person might need genetically more nutrients. Maybe they need more niacin or more CoQ10 or more magnesium or less unhealthy fats like saturated fats in their diet, or they may genetically need more polyunsaturated fats like fish oil. So the diet and nutrition can be personalized based on those factors, and also with this particular gentleman, what the rest of his labs show, because everything's related to everything. So we have to take care of all those considerations. So it's impossible for me to tell him exactly why his cholesterol is high, but those are the areas that I would look into. And because I can do testing in all these different areas, it doesn't take a person 5 years to figure this out by running from one doctor to the next. Now that doesn't mean if I see something that I feel is best for someone to now consult with another medical specialist, I will of course refer them. And I'm always, always open to speaking with other types of practitioners for a patient's health concerns, because that's sometimes what it takes to get this right. So I hope that helps.
Very informative. Thank you, Dr. Walsh.
Sure.